Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 54, How to Manage Chronic Pain in Work. This episode covers the strategy to manage chronic pain in work long term and two tactics that you can use in the short term. So, meant to do the podcast a little bit earlier on. If you're on the YouTube version, hopefully the lighting is okay. We're plunged into the darkness here, even though it's only about 4:30. And the little update which you would have seen on Instagram today, which is Thursday 5th. You'll probably listen to this next Monday. Little Blackie was in the vet. So, Blackie, our family dog, got a little operation there. But he's all good. So, he's only just removing a little lump off his leg that was really annoying in the last while. So he's got the big dog collar on him now. He's whacking into everything. He's hitting doors. He's hitting legs. But he's all right. He just has to have it on for 10 or 14 days. He'll be all good. And the astute followers will be like, Mark, is that not the one training top you wear out in the dojo in the shed? Yeah. Straight after this, going to go out and do rogue bike session. The tough sessions, the ones that aren't fun. So going to do the hard and fast stuff, so 10 sprints on the bike, 10 seconds, hard as possible, 60 second rest. So that's not going to be fun. But so today's podcast, we'll run through the strategy to manage the chronic pain long term, like I'm saying, and then give you two short term tactics that you can use straight away. So I love following like Army Special Forces. If you follow me a while, you probably know I'm big into Jocko Willink, listen to his podcast, read his books, have his training gear, the Discipline Equals Freedom top. That's Jocko Willink. So was the Get After It top. Actually, Don't Settle Squad gear is coming. Just paid for it today. So it's not just going to be Jocko's gear now. Only took me five years to order my own gear. So yeah, be interesting to see how that works out. Should be arriving next week, hopefully. And yeah, so why was I bringing that up? Yeah, so why do I love following the likes of Jocko Willink? Because if you think about it, what is the point of like the Army and the Special Forces and the Navy SEALs and all of those? They're chasing physical and mental excellence because lives are at stake. So if they're chasing physical and mental excellence, do you not think there's something to learn from them? Like, that's the way that I looked at it years ago. I'm like, they're chasing peak performance for humans because lives are at stake, but we can take the lessons that they've distilled from war and use them in our everyday life. And that's essentially what Jocko Willink has done. It all happened randomly. Like, he had no intentions of, well, he's essentially, yeah, becoming famous really, and spreading his message. But that's literally what he's done. He's just distilled all his leadership lessons, all his life lessons from war. And that's what he spreads out now to the millions of people that are following him. And as he says, war is just life amplified and intensified. So there you go. It's just like all the problems that you face in life, you'll face them in war, but just at much higher levels and much higher stakes. Like a simple one. Oh, I'm in lots of pressure at the office. Imagine the pressure in a war zone. You know, so it's just like when there's more pressure and more at stake, we're going to learn more. And hence, they're going to be passing it on to us. So the way they like to approach things is they have a strategy and then they also have tactics. So they're two different things, which is like I'm using their wisdom and putting it into a way that we're going to manage chronic pain here. So the strategy, very simply, that's like the plan to achieve the long-term goal. You could just think of it simply like that because these used to confuse me before. So the strategy, that's the plan to achieve the long-term goal, and the tactics then, they're the mini plans within the big plan that help you to achieve the long-term goal. Okay, so strategy, that's the big plan to achieve the long-term goal. Then the tactics, they're like little mini plans within the big plan that'll help you achieve the long-term goal. But the mini plans on their own aren't going to do it. Okay, so that's why you have the big strategy. The tactics are within that then. So the strategy to manage chronic pain in work, there's two things here. Understanding what pain is and how to manage it, first and foremost. The second one then, having a mobility program to work on your movement limitations. So two basic things I'm always harping on about, but there's no quick fix. These are two things that have to be in your strategy to manage chronic pain in work or anywhere. Because the issue is we are in pain. If you don't understand what pain is, how are you ever going to learn how to manage it and overcome it? And I have a full YouTube video on this. It's literally called What Pain Is and How to Manage It. Search it on my YouTube, you'll find it. It's like 40 minutes long. All the science on pain that you need to know, that the healthcare route isn't telling you when you're going in for these quick fixes, and it'll change your life. The main one in there being the biopsychosocial model of pain. that explains so much. It'll really be mind-blowing for you because it'll make so much sense of your chronic pain. And it's the model I use to help clients overcome it and the one I used on myself. So you can go to that video for that. And secondly then, yeah, the mobility program to work on your limitations. As you'll see in the biopsychosocial model, the three main factors influencing pain, we have the biology, the psychology, and the social or the environment. And the biology, we address that through the program, like physical freedom program, working on your mobility, your strength, your coordination. I've talked about that many other times as well. That's what I do with clients too. Okay, so they're the big picture strategy, because if you just focus on the tactics, which I'm going to tell you now, you're not going to get the long-term progress if you're not focusing on the overall strategy with those two things. So to move into the tactics then, I'll give you two tactics that you can use instantly now, next week in work, that'll help you manage the chronic pain. So we have movement snacks and then micro movements. So to start off with the movement snacks, I love this quote, which really helped me on my own journey back in the day. There is no perfect posture. The only bad posture is the one that you spend too long in. Okay, so we need to have a little chat about this because I have been there before. I've been told so many diagnoses around my posture, like one leg's longer than the other. My hip is out of place from sliding tackles in soccer. I've scoliosis on my spine, so I lean to the left. All these things around my posture, and I used to hyper-focus on it all the time. I literally have so many memories, like pulling out a few, going to the chiropractor, getting my hip put back into place, even though it wasn't out of place, but that's what I thought because that's what he told me. And then after the chiropractor coming out, missing the step on the way down, hearing a crack and my back being a bit sore again and thinking, oh, fuck's sake, I'm after putting it out again now. And if you learn the stuff in the pain video, all those negative beliefs, all those false beliefs, because it's not true, were impacting me. I felt like a piece of glass, and then instantly I'd start walking more like a robot to protect myself because I think my hip is out of place. This leads to more tightness. This leads to you being more likely to get pain and less likely to move. It's just a vicious cycle that spirals downwards into you becoming the Tin Man. Okay, and we want the opposite. We want full physical freedom for sport and life. So the posture thing, that's the big realization on it. And I've had other periods then where I literally had 3 months like a robot. Like if you see the way I'm sitting here, which we're going to address, I'm just sitting whatever way is comfortable to me, but I'm slouching. Whereas before, when I worried all about posture, I'd be like, oh, am I shoulders back? Am I sitting perfectly upright? And I have to sit like this. And every time I slouch, I'd be like, oh, and sit upright and think, oh, I have pain because of those moments where I'm slouching. It's all a load of bollocks. Just, you know, I was going to say, trust me, find out for yourself. Is that stuff working for you? You'll find it's not. For me, all it did was add extra mental stress on top of the chronic pain. But I gave it the 3 months. So like I'm saying to everyone, look, don't trust me. Do the stuff I'm telling you. See if it works and you'll find your own path. But try something for 3 months. If you try something for 3 months with commitment and there's no progress, it's not working. Move on to the next thing. So that's what I did with the posture after kind of reading into it and thinking, okay, I'm going to do this posture stuff absolutely perfectly. And I did it. As I said, only made things even worse. So then when you dive into it, there is no perfect posture. Like, the human body is not symmetrical. Like, it's a big fallacy in myth in the fitness industry, all about symmetry. You know, is this shoulder aligned with that shoulder? Is this hip out of place? That pelvis is hiked? All these things, and we hyper-focus on all this. The human body isn't symmetrical anyway. So the whole premise of this is false. Even internally in the body, we have a liver on one side, and we don't have it on the other side. Your heart isn't exactly in the middle. It's over to one side. So we've, like, imbalances in your body. You know, so just, if we're following the whole, your body has to be symmetric. Okay, take out your liver or move your heart into the middle if you want to take it all so seriously. You know, so it's just all these things you'll see, they just fall apart when you actually go in there with some critical thinking and some basic knowledge on the human body. And even the spine as well. The spine, if you look from the side, it's an S shape. You know, so the whole sit perfectly, like the spine is curved anyway. And the fact that there's 24 vertebrae in your spine that you should be able to move 24 joints, they're for movement. They're for bending, for throwing, for punching, for running. If we were meant to stay perfectly straight all the time, we just have one long bone, like you do in your leg from your hip to your knee. There's just one bone there. There's no extra joints. So again, it'll all just start to make sense when you drop all the mainstream stuff and you start with evolution and the human body, what it's designed to do, and critical thinking. And you come up to the mainstream and now you'll just realize most stuff here is a load of shite. And it's making sense why most people suffer chronic pain and injury. So that's the the spiel on the posture, but it's not to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Obviously, it has an impact, okay? But like we're saying here, don't think of it like there's some perfect posture that you have to stay in all the time. Just think of it like the only bad posture is just the one you stay in way too long, the one that you spend too long in. Because just like me sitting here, if I sit like this all day, of course certain muscles are going to get tired and I'm going to feel tight in certain areas. Like I can feel it a bit already in my neck, okay? Because I'm slouching, my back is supported, but just up here at the neck isn't supported. So my neck muscles are holding my neck up, which is normal. But if I switched to different ways, let's say like this, where I support my neck with my hand. Now my neck isn't feeling, you know, tight or whatever. That won't happen. But what else will happen? This arm will get tired, or I might get, you know, a bit tight in other areas of my back that are working a bit harder. So, like, there's always going to be tension in your body. This goes into the tensegrity model, which we won't talk about now. That's not perfectly true either. But again, all these models just help us learn things. But there'll always be tension in your body. So all the postures are doing is just moving the tension around to different places. You know, so to think, oh, the posture is the issue, what they're really saying is move the tension from your body there to up here and that'll solve everything. How will it? You know, so again, it's just when you break a lot of these things down, they're not making sense. Okay, so, you know, I've had the example there, even the latest client, Ted, so I'm home in Roscommon now. When I come home every 3 or 4 weeks, I meet some clients that I have here in Roscommon. And Ted was the latest one. That was only 2 days ago. We had this chat around the posture because, again, he believed all these other things. I have to shatter all them because he's bulging disc in the back and back pain. And we're largely overcoming it now. We said he drove there up and down to Dublin. No back pain. First time that's happened in 6 months. So on the right path. But it's just, there's no magic fix here from me. We're addressing all the things that you'll see in the pain video. Okay, so that's the kind of posture myth busted. Geez, I got a bit deep into that one, didn't I? Where was I now? So how do we achieve this? Like I said, there's no bad postures, but the only bad one is the one that you spend too long in. So how do we counteract the problem that we're too long in certain postures? We move more. And you can do this through movement snacks. So that's why this is the first tactic. Go for a movement snack. So just like during the day in work where you go for a coffee snack or whatever a few times a day, think of that for your movement as well. Did you go for a movement snack today? And you can pair them together. Like that's what I used to do. Was it 5 years ago working on Facebook? Started implementing this stuff. Every like 45 minutes to 90 minutes or 2 hours, I'd go for a walk. Even if I didn't want a cup of tea, even if I didn't need to go to the bathroom, I'd just get up, go for my movement snack. And that could just be going to get, you know, tea, water, coffee. I could just go and do a lap at the floor. Or if it's a nice day outside, I might just do a lap outside of the building. Or I could do my daily routine or my harder movements in the like yoga room or the disabled bathrooms. That's separate. That's leading into the bigger strategy of, do you have an actual movement program to work on your limitations? So that's what I used to do. Just go on the movement snack 3, 4, 5 times throughout the day, or even just 2 or 3 as my body wants me to do it. And as you'll find then, when you start being more proactive, the time between you needing to get up will change. Like, for example, I used to do what all you guys do as well, sit at the desk for hours and then be like, Jesus, my neck or my back, like, is so tight, or I'm just, you know, if that kind of tightness turn into pain nearly and you just want to get up and like crack your back and everything, and you're getting frustrated because you're, you know, the chronic pain is annoying and it's hard to focus on your work, and it's not a nice experience. But again, that's a lot of people. So then I would have incorporated the movement snacks maybe every 2 hours I got up or whatever. But over time, instead of waiting until I have those feelings of I'm so tight, geez, the chronic pain is there, I would do it proactively. So I think I got to a stage where maybe every hour, now look, obviously it's not perfect if you have meetings, if you have other things, yeah. But maybe like every 60 to 90 minutes, excuse me, I was getting up, going for the movement snack, and that was keeping the kind of tightness and stuff at bay. So I wasn't ever waiting, like, you know, waiting until my neck feels really tight to get up. I just do it every 90 minutes and get into a good habit of being proactive with the body, getting in the movement snacks and keeping the chronic pain away. Like that's, you know, that's what we want. And it's going back to the teeth analogy, which is great. You don't wait till the teeth are going black to start brushing them. Oh, that one's black, brushing it, now they're white again. No, just brush them every day and keep it away. Keep them healthy. So that's the movement snack. The other quick tactic you can use then is micro movements. Okay, so this is the simplest one. This is the easiest one. If you're saying, oh, I can't do that movement snack thing, even though everyone can, a boss isn't going to say you can't move from that desk in the next 8 hours. But an even easier one is the micro movements. So if you don't want to get up and move around, what can you do? Just change position. Like if you're watching me now on YouTube, I'm in this position. What could I do? Like I said, I could lean off to the side here. And that changes the tension now. And if my neck was very tight, yeah, I can support my head a little bit if I want. Or I could lean if I had a headrest here. Take the tension off your neck for a while. Put it somewhere else in the body. And then, so that like that, that's actually what I do. I'll even just show you the literal positions I go through. If I'm at the desk, I usually start like this. The more basic one. Over time then, it's not at this desk now, it's my one in Dublin, but I'll usually cross my legs. So I'll pull out the seat a bit, cross the right leg over the left, and I'll lean back. And I'll still be, you know, typing or on the mouse or whatever. When that gets a bit, you know, uncomfortable or a bit tight or whatever, I might cross them the other way. Or I might even go the legs crossing this way, if you can see, you know, crossing the legs this way, coming back in. And then I have the other side as well, crossing the legs that way. You know, there's just so many positions you can move around in. There's so many micro movements you can do in your chair, which will help you to feel more comfortable and get you to move position. Because again, the problem isn't one specific posture, it's just staying in some posture too long. Like that's the thing. Look, it's even if you're in this, you know, perfect posture, whatever it is, stay like that for an hour straight and see how you're feeling. You're not going to be feeling good. Where do I feel the tension now? Tension's coming more into my lower back to keep me upright. Okay, so if I just stay like that for so long, yeah, maybe I won't get tension in my neck or whatever, but I'm going to get it somewhere. So again, you could stay like that for a while, move somewhere else, use those micro movements to help you throughout the day. And just like I'm saying, over time, you'll find a few positions that seem to work well for you that you're comfortable in, and just rotate through them throughout the day. And you'll find over time, like what happened then is you'll just rotate through them without even noticing. So that's what you do every kind of 30 minutes. I'll end up just moving this way. Like I won't even be thinking about it. But whenever I get that kind of feeling like, oh, I'm a little bit uncomfortable, I know from before, if I ignore this for 30 minutes, for 60 minutes, it's going to get worse and worse. And then I'll go back into that kind of chronic pain, tightness feeling, which is just not nice. So then, yeah, switch position, whatever way I need to. Small little micro movements. And that'll get me through until I go back to tactic number one. I have my movement snack and I go for tea, coffee, whatever, get a bit of a walk around or get my few movements in. And the rule with this one that I put down is just do what feels good and keeps you pain-free and productive. So that is it. The rule isn't do the moves that Mark said. The rule is do what keeps you pain-free and productive, because that's what you want. Like, another important point here, it could be a full podcast, but if you want to overcome chronic pain or do anything in your life, to be honest, you have to get to a stage where you start trusting yourself. You start building your own map of what works and you stop looking at everyone else's. Because a little analogy here will show you that the issue with this. Let's say even as me as the coach who you're listening to now, that's my map. Let's say my map is up here of how to regain physical freedom and your map is here. And you're like, oh, I'll just do what Mark says. Yeah. And then you're doing the stuff I say. Cool. Let's just say for whatever reason that doesn't work for you. And here's your own map, and it's kind of like, still have pain. Okay, there's Mark's map. Why would you keep following my one? Do you see what I'm saying there? But that's what people will do. Like, the chiropractors, the physios, all these other stuff, the stuff you're doing for years. Do this and you'll overcome your pain and injury. Cool. You're doing it for years and years. You're still in pain. And you just keep doing it. You know, like, it just makes no sense. Oh, look, I did that for 10 years. I'm not judging. But once you actually start to use your critical thinking for once and take ownership, you'll see how ridiculous it is. And you're living out Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome, which is not going to happen. So this is what I'm getting clients to do and get you guys to do. I'm telling you, take ownership, start educating yourself on the body. I'm trying to help you do that. But then you'll start to realize what works for your own body. Hopefully it's a lot of my stuff, which in my opinion, it should be. But again, I don't know everything. You know, pain is complex, like I'm saying. If other stuff is working better for you, do that. If you go to the chiropractor and you've full physical freedom through him and you have zero pain, do that. That's what I want you to do. I want you to have physical freedom. Okay, so what you should be doing is you have your own map here and you look at other maps, see what works, and you add those bits to your own. So you create your own specific map tailored to you on what works for you. Because you're a unique individual and pain is complex and unique to the individual. Okay? So it's just to hammer that in, because it's crucial for all of it. I had written it there in that part of the newsletter, but it's just so crucial for it all. Okay? So do what makes you feel good and keeps you pain-free and productive in terms of those two, the micro-movements and the movement snacks. So to round that up there, look, as you know at this stage, there's no fix, there's no special stretch there that's just going to solve all the chronic pain and work. I'll read this line a few times now, because this is my best attempt to kind of wrap this up into one sentence. The problem is a lack of movement, so it's going to be solved by a process of movement. Okay, so I'll say this a few times. The problem is your lack of movement. The problem isn't that you're sitting in that posture, that leg is longer than the other leg and all these things that you're told. The problem is the lack of movement that we have throughout the day. Because we're hunter-gatherers, we're not designed to sit 8 hours a day in certain positions. Okay, so the problem is the lack of movement. So if lack of movement is the problem, how do we solve it? We need to move, don't we? So that's why I'm giving you two little options. We need to move. We need a process of movement. I've given you two there. You can do your movement snacks, getting up, walking around for the tea, coffee, etc. throughout the day proactively. Or you have your micro movements where you're just doing those little movements in the chair to get that movement in to help you move and feel better and not have the chronic pain and work. Okay, so last time, the problem is a lack of movement. So it's going to be solved with a process of movement. Cool. So that's that done. Finish up then. Yeah, if you need help with this, the Physical Freedom Program membership, it's live now. I can see the 3 or 4 people in there. We have the first live call coming up next Tuesday. So if you do have chronic pain and injury, you want to overcome it, reach your athletic potential, or just overcome the chronic pain and injury, this is it. You know, it's just €22 for this month, for the month of December. It's going to go up then towards €50 afterwards. So it's going to be all the education and programs from the one-to-one coaching into this cheaper membership platform that you can access, like I said, just for €22. This month. And those who sign up, the ones in there now, they'll keep the €22 per month forever. Okay, so you'll keep that forever, the ones who sign up within this month. That's just for you guys. Look, it's human psychology. Most of us need some sort of little deal just to make the plunge. That's what I'm giving you. Can't do much more than that. Okay, so in there you'll have the physical freedom education. So that's the 13 modules that you need to understand about the body. Like, one of them is the pain one, because that's crucial. So 13 modules in there to understand your body better than anyone else has ever showed you. And that leads into the Physical Freedom Program then, all the exercises that you're going to do. And it's laid out week by week, okay? Because we don't live in a problem, or sorry, we don't live in a world where there's a problem about lack of information. It's implementation that's the problem. Okay, so there's just too much information out there. You don't have a structure. That is the problem. So that's what I'm giving to you here. I'm going to give you the structure where it's like drip feeds it to you week by week. So I'm not just giving you like all the exercise and you're like, Jesus, which ones do we do or what's going on? You have the bit of education. You can go through that at your own pace. And then you have literally week one, do them for your exercise. Week two, we're going to add that one there. Week three, we're going to add this one. Okay, so it's going to be laid out nice and easy and simple so that you can start it and it'll reduce all the overwhelm and confusion. And then any kind of questions that are popping up, that's why we have the weekly Q&A there. So every Tuesday at 1 p.m, you can hop onto that and ask me any questions that you want. And for those then, once you go on to higher stages where you're overcoming the chronic pain and injury, there's strength and conditioning programs there as well. Okay. Yeah, so that's it. So don't settle. Live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next week.